In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Rich Schmidt coming to you from the Word for Life broadcast. Folks, we are so happy to be with you once again. I'm the founder of Prophecy Focus Ministries, and I love the Word of God, and I believe you do too. We've been working on the subject of the Holy Spirit. We want to look at this major concept this morning of the life-transforming work of the Holy Spirit. And there's so much in the Bible that speaks about what the Holy Spirit can do for us as His children, as children of God, those of us that have trusted Christ. So let's start with just a little bit of review, some of the very basic things about the Holy Spirit. Once again, the Holy Spirit is a member of the Godhead. He's a member of what's known as the Trinity. What's the Trinity made up of? Well, most of us know it's God the Father, God the Son, and you got it, God the Holy Spirit. Three different entities, three different personalities, three different parts, if you will, to the Godhead. Now, we've tried to explain what the Trinity is. It's virtually impossible in human terms because when God talks about the Trinity, all three are God and all three are equal, yet all three are separate. You try and figure out how to explain that. Well, folks, it's very interesting that the natural mind, the human mind, some things we just cannot comprehend. So one day when we get to heaven, we can ask them maybe a little bit better how to explain that, and we'll look forward to that time with the Lord. But this morning, I want to look at a little bit of a sobering topic when it comes to the Holy Spirit, and we're going to talk about the grieving of the Holy Spirit. Now, let me ask you this. Maybe there's some young people listening, teenagers, so forth. What does it mean to grieve someone? Well, you know, who can grieve you? Who can make you upset? Who can make you very, very sad? It's very true that the people that you love the most can also hurt you the most. If somebody that you don't know says something unkind or that's hurtful to you, you won't be happy about it, but you'll probably be able to go home and live the rest of the day with not a whole lot of concern. How about, though, if your mom or your dad or your children or your husband or your wife or a good friend, how about if they say something to you that really, really hurts your feelings? Folks, I like to use the old statement, the old adage that goes like this. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And you know what, folks? I 100% disagree with that little statement. Yes, sticks and stones definitely break bones. And does it hurt? Yes, it does. And it'll hurt for a short period of time. Your bones will heal. The skin will heal. Eventually, you're good to go like it never happened. But you know what happens when somebody says something or does something that really, truly grieves you, somebody that you love? It can cause permanent damage, and you are tremendously grieved. Something that might have happened years ago where you were grieved because of somebody that you loved, and the pain is still there, and you still try and ask God for forgiveness for that person, and it's really, really hard. Well, now we're going to look at something that God talks about, and we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 4. How do we upset the Holy Spirit? How can we actually make the Holy Spirit grieve? And you know what it feels like to grieve. You've been there when something just makes you feel horrible. And somebody that you love, and oh my, it's just so hard to deal with. And here's what Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 25, says. It gives a couple of admonitions or concepts about things we shouldn't do as Christians. Are you ready? Ephesians 4, starting at verse 25. Therefore, the Bible says, putting away lying, let each of one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. All right, now we're going to stop there for just a minute, because the next verse is our punchline. God just went through multiple things that he's saying, listen, Christian, please do not do these things. They're wrong. It's a violation of God's principles, and please don't do it. So what's he saying? He says, don't lie. That should be over. If you're a Christian, you shouldn't be lying. Folks, you know that that's one of the toughest things in the world to get a handle on. I'm going to rabbit trail for just a moment. You know, in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8, it goes through a list of sins, most of them that we would say are big, bad sins. And it goes through them, and it includes adultery and fornication and murder and whoremongers, all these horrible things that we would look at and say, wow, that's really, really bad sin. Well, folks, all sin is bad. But it's real interesting. At the end of Revelation 21:8, you can look at it to check it out. Here's what it ends with. And it says, and all liars, after he goes through all these what we would call horrific sins, he ends it with this one concept, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You say, well, what do you mean by second death? Well, there are two deaths spoken about in Scripture. The first one is a physical death. Folks, I hate death with a passion. I hate funerals with a passion because what? We lose people that we love. But it's a part of life, unfortunately. Because that sin entered into the world, when Adam first sinned, death passed upon all men because all have sinned. Folks, we all have inherited the sin nature. Not wonderful it happened. It's an unfortunate thing it happened, but it did happen, and we're all sinners. And what is the issue? Because of that, we will all die physically, barring the rapture, but that's another story. So, the Bible talks about a physical death when you're basically put in the casket. He also talks about a second death, which is a spiritual death. What is it talking about? Revelation 21:8, it ends with this concept, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You know what God's talking about there? He's talking about hell. He's talking about the lake of fire. He's talking about eternal torment. Not very politically correct things to be talking about, is it? But folks, it's true, and it is going to happen. So what's God saying? He's saying, I don't want you to grieve the Holy Spirit. What's one thing he says to put away? Verse 25, Ephesians 4, put away lying. Well, isn't it interesting, going back to Revelation 21:8, that he basically kind of proves that all people are sinners by calling them what? Liars. All right, now nobody's looking. I can't see you. Your kids can't see you. You can't see mom and dad, maybe, in their brains. Have you ever told a lie? Come on, be honest right now. I can't see you. Have you ever told a lie? You know, I don't know that I've ever met a person on this earth who's never told at least one lie. I don't care if it's what color you want to name it. Some people say, well, it's a white lie or a gray lie or a black lie. It's all the same. A lie's a lie. And God is saying, put away lying. You know why? Because lying is a sign of unbelief in Jesus Christ. Then what does he say? Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Wow, have you ever been mad at somebody? I got to admit, I can get pretty fired up sometime at somebody, and God says, knock it off, Rich. You can't live that way. Don't have the sun go down on your wrath. Folks, if you get mad at somebody, God's saying to live like a godly individual, to forgive them and to love them. Verse 27, don't give place to the devil. Well, how in the world do you give a place to the devil? Well, you invite him into your table. You invite him into your living room. You invite him into your house. You invite him into your computer. You invite him into your TV. You invite him into the internet. You invite the devil when you decide to do things that aren't pleasing to God. And he's saying, don't do those things which you know are wrong. Don't invite the devil in by doing things that are inappropriate. Let him who stole steal no more. Have you ever stole anything? I don't care if it's an eraser off your classmate's desk to millions of dollars that you embezzled through funds. God said, if you've trusted Christ, stop it. Are you paying your taxes? When you walk out of Walmart or Target or Costco or anywhere else, have you paid your bill? Or are you hiding something? Think about it. God says we can't do that. labor, working with your hands, what is good. Labor, in other words, God expects God's people to be out there hustling, working hard, doing our jobs and so forth, and earning a decent living, an honest living. Then he says this one. How about this? This is a challenge. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. Have you ever been challenged by what you say? You know, I've seen some of my Christian brothers, and they get into an environment, and all of a sudden they think they have to swear and use cuss words and say inappropriate jokes, and they think they've got to be that to prove they're a man. Well, I'm going to totally disagree with that, having to prove that that's a man. And sometimes ladies get into that same trap. Well, I have to be able to say some things inappropriate to try and folksy up with the unsaved folks. Folks, the unsaved do not want to see you act in an ungodly way. They don't want to hear those jokes from you. In fact, they expect you to live a clean, pure life. And every time you use a cuss word, every time you say something inappropriate, you're ruining your testimony. Oh, what's verse 30 again? We just talked about lying, anger, giving place to the devil, working, not stealing, keeping our language pure and clean, because you know what happens if we don't? Verse 30. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Oh my goodness. Do you see what God's saying right here, Christian? He's saying, listen, friend, listen, my dear beloved Christian friend, when you do these things that you should have only done before you received Christ, and you revert back to the things that you used to do before you trusted Christ, you know what it does to me as the Holy Spirit? It grieves the Holy Spirit. It hurts him. Can you imagine? Let's think about mom and dad. And even if you're a senior citizen right now, can you think back to mom and dad for a little bit? Mom and dads, most of them, and I know some of you have had some very, very rough past, tough past. Maybe mom or dad wasn't what you expected or wanted. But for most of us, mom and dad, we love them. Yeah, they weren't perfect, but we really did love them, and we knew they loved us. And sometimes we would do things as young people that we would just absolutely break their hearts over. I'll share a personal little story here. When I was in grade school, specifically early part of high school, I would do things. I got into fights. I wasn't saved. I hadn't trusted Christ. Just I was nasty at school. I was mean-spirited. And I would come home and I'd see my mom on her bed, laid out, crying, begging God that her son would get right with her. She was grieved in her spirit, just pouring her heart out to God. And that's exactly what God is saying. Are we right with God? Are we grieving the Holy Spirit? Are we allowing the Holy Spirit to work in us and through us so that we can be a good testimony to others? Young people, teenagers, adults, senior citizens, all of us need to keep this in mind in our daily walk with the Lord. Are we doing those things which grieve the power of the Holy Spirit within us? Or are we walking with God so that we can be a blessing to as many people as we can each and every day? Well, think about that, please. Thank you so much for listening to the Word of Life broadcast. God bless you and have a wonderful day.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.